Blog Talk Radio.
Wipe them for us, bro. Like, don't even put us on prime time.
You don't even want to see this bullshit. Just leave us alone.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to fill me in because I just seen like the highlights on YouTube, well, the lowlights on YouTube. But y'all know I was at work last night, so I didn't even get to see the game, and I'm not watching it. I'm not. All I seen, I think the 11 sacks or something like that.
11 sacks, bro. 11. That's crazy. You got me all right.
The boy is David Carr.
Dame Jones had the why you throwing me back in there face. Like, don't put me in there type of face, man. I don't know.
You know, I seriously believe he was throwing interceptions just to get off the field. He's like, I don't want to be off this anymore. Y'all pick.
They're going to get that kid killed, man.
And why you got him in the game still, man? He took that up a number of people. There's no reason why he should have been in that game.
That's crazy.
Well, this is my assumption of what happened. Let's go ahead and talk about it, even though we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
So, talking about this bull crap, it was disaster from the jump. But the thing is, we were still in the game because Seattle wasn't really doing much to, like, dominate us or embarrass us like the Cowboys and the Niners did. Now, they gave us a little bit of mercy. Just a little bit. Right? But there's something going on with Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll. Now, everybody has their own assumptions. Everybody has their own opinions of what it is. And so do I. So I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know how I'm feeling about this shit. Because, and I'm going to go all the way back to last year. That's what I'm going to do. Because last year, first game, right? Let's go before the first game. Before the first game, he had a fifth-year option that they said, nah, we good on. And the third, fifth-year option was about, like $25 million or some shit like that. You know what I mean? But they said, nah, we don't know about all that because we don't know if we want to keep you next year. Which I was ecstatic and elated about. Because if I was them, I would have done the same thing. Okay, let's move on to the first game where he throws an interception and a touchdown, and then Brian Daboll goes to him and says, what the fuck was that? What the hell was that? And then he goes out and he plays the game of his life. Right? And then he carries that on to the whole season, gets it to the playoffs, wins the playoff game. Then he goes to the offseason and say, oh, $35 million ain't enough. $35 million a year? Nah. What did they do? They gave him what he wanted. Gave him $40 million a year. Go ahead, take that. But you better be Daniel Jones. You better be a goddamn quarterback, son. So now we going into this season, and he looking like pure shit. No bones to pick about it. He looking like pure shit. And in this last game, he looked even worse. And Brian Daboll goes over to him, says something to him, but before the half, or after the half, before the second half started, says something to him. Daniel Jones yells at him, and then goes sits down. Right? Yeah, this happened. This happened. Okay?
Mm.
So then, all through the game, Daniel Jones is fucking up. But there's one particular play that we are moving and marching down the field. We are trying to get momentum to get back in this game. We need a touchdown to get that motherfucking momentum to get back in this game. We're marching down the field. Look like we're going to get it. Look like we're going to get it. He's running his ass off. He's doing what Daniel Jones do. He is busting his ass to try to go ahead and score. But what does he do in Daniel Jones fashion? There's a fucking interception in the fucking end zone. Turnover Jones once again. But you're like, oh, but was it his fault? Yes. Yes. He's looking and staring down Paris Campbell, who eventually slips. Wow. Meanwhile, you got Waller running in the seam in the end zone, wide open. You got Hyatt on the other end, wide open. Nobody's around him. But you're staring down Paris Campbell. So, Brian Daboll, smart coach that he is, he goes over to him. He goes and he says something to Daniel. Daniel just walks past, right? Daniel don't say nothing to him. He doesn't even acknowledge what the coach is saying. So what does Brian Daboll do? He goes ahead and he grabs the iPad, and he shows him the play. And he shows him who was open and what the fuck were you thinking? And then he threw the iPad down at him and said, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Wait, he said that?
Damn right. I mean, that's what I'm taking from it.
Allegedly.
He threw the damn tablet at him, at his lap, like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, his body language definitely suggested that's what the fuck he was talking about when he was yelling at him all game. What the fuck you doing? And Paris Campbell did not fall. He did not slip. He threw it behind him first off. And he tried to stop on a dime and reach his hand out to try to bat it down. But it was behind him. He did not slip. It was the wrong read. Waller was coming wide open, even with the second interception that he threw. In little anticipation, he would have been able to catch that pass across the middle. But it was terrible. It was as bad as you can say, or as bad as you can think, saying as bad as it was, bro. It was terrible. At the halftime, people were sitting up there praising him because he was 11 for 14 for 171 yards, but he never threw a pass over 5 yards throughout the whole goddamn game. They didn't go downfield, not once. Not once. And it's not like they probably could, but they could have if he just would have changed his goddamn cadence count, changed his hitch rep, and just let that shit fly. Just let it fucking fly because you got no time. And is that his fault? No. But you got no time. And it was terrible. It was terrible. 11 sacks, bro. I mean, that line is
atrocious.
It's atrocious. I don't know how they're going to fix it. This season is done. I don't know how they're going to fix it. I don't know. This shit is a debacle. And yes, that was his fault. It was his fault. But he shell-shocked throughout the whole fucking thing. That's what I said. He didn't want to be out there. He didn't want to be out there. And he shouldn't have been out there in the third. At the end of the third quarter, he shouldn't have been out there. Should have been Tyrod Taylor.
Crazy.
Man's taking enough of a beating. Go ahead and pick him up, take him inside. You know what I'm saying?
That's third quarter. He should have came out. Only
he
down.
Should have came out in the third quarter.
Touchdowns.
That shit was crazy. It was done. It was done. Offense wasn't moving for shit.
Once that motherfucking Witherspoon interception happened, like I said, once, you know, with all this debacle went down, that interception right there, and I said it to my bros while we was watching it, I said that sucked the life out of our season right there. That's it.
Oh, man.
We're done. We are done. stick a fork in him.
And you got no choice because there's no help unless they the trade deadline is what all this month. Unless they trade
about to
for
trade
Daniel
Jones to the Jets.
You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have to do something with this line because you can't do shit. You can't evaluate shit. You can't make any plays.
This is crazy.
And the fact that they got a lack of creativity in that offensive coordinator room, I don't see where it's going to get better. I really don't. Because they can't block shit, man. They can't sing. That shit was, man. Yo.
No.
11 sacks.
So it's
came
coaching.
In. People
it's
were coming free range. Free range.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's all
and
bad,
Jones.
Right? It's all bad. Now, LLP, real quick. Let me get the floor real quick again. Because.
Yeah, it's yours. I'm putting myself on you.
Because here's the thing. Right? I always be trying to give anything, anybody, the benefit of the doubt, right?
Right.
Like, well, you know, maybe what my assumption of them or maybe my opinion of them is wrong. Maybe they can prove me wrong. Every time I give anybody and everybody and anything the benefit of the doubt. Because, I mean, shit, man, people make mistakes. People grow. You know what I'm saying? You can't fault somebody for what they did last week. Fault them for what they do today. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back. Let's go back. Right? Because the rookie season, which I do admit, which I did had admitted already, that it had a lot to do with Eli Manning. But let me break it down. Why, though? Again, for the people that don't understand. Because, for one, I wanted Eli Manning to go out on his white horse. That's for one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, right, I felt like this rookie quarterback could not come in and be the headsy quarterback Eli Manning is at that stage of his career. You cannot sit there and read defenses. You cannot sit there and line up your protections. None of these things are going in the favor of a rookie quarterback's hands. Okay? If you got a veteran and a Hall of Fame quarterback in your on your roster, you stick with that and let that rookie learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
That was my assumption of the rookie year. I bring that up because in that rookie year, which I sat there and killed him the whole season, everybody's like, come on, Chase, give him a chance. Oh, give him a chance. He's all right. Look at him. He's doing for four touchdowns. Oh, what rookie have you seen doing this? Right? I remember everything. My memory is like an elephant, all right? So, all right, going back to that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because one of the things that I harped on the most, is that he does not know how to line up his protections. He doesn't know how to read the defenses and get his people put in the right position to motherfucking win their contest. Right? That was my gripe. Still is to this day. Because it has not gotten better. Yes, he has had 11 sacks. 11 sacks in back-to-back games is ridiculous. That is terrible. You cannot just point the finger at him. You cannot. You cannot just point the finger at him. You got to look at the offensive line coach. You got to look at the offensive line, the talent, and what the hell is going on over there with that. But you do not excuse him. You do not excuse him because he is not putting them in the right position to fucking block for him at all. He doesn't know how to read these defenses. He doesn't know how to line up his protections right. He's a bullshit quarterback. He's a generic motherfucker quarterback that I do not want on this team any fucking more. If we sit here and win 3 to 4 games and I asked even the hardcores, Daniel Jones, lawyer, supporter, advocate. I asked him. I said, if we win 3 or 4 games, do we look for a quarterback? Do we? And can't nobody say we don't. So if we sit here and keep on looking like this, man, fuck it. Tank for Caleb. I'm done.
He said, I'm done. Tank for Caleb right now.
That's what it's looking like.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to watch this damn game, even though I don't want to. The highlights gave me a nice picture of what happened, but I got to read this body language and stuff. It's looking crazy out here.
Thank you, bro. It's disgusting. It's insulting. It's all of the above. Now, I also, I'm really a strong advocate of Tyler Van Dyke. But then, I thought about it last night after I see Daniel Jones take another 11-sack game back-to-back, right? I started thinking, like, I did see TVD behind the poor offensive line, and it wasn't pretty. So I don't know about bringing him into this situation right here. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But then again, maybe it has a lot to do with Daniel too, so.
So it's equal blame going out right now. Play calling ain't. Did Dable take over play calling just blatantly? Yeah, I'm calling the plays and still doing nothing.
Yeah, they had, like Creasy said, that this man had a whole Denny's menu out there. That's like back in the day when we used to talk about, what's the dude, McAdoo?
McAdoo-doo.
Had a, McAdoo-doo with all those daggone plays and everything. He said that's a strong indication that you don't have a strong idea on your own playbook when you got that much shit going on. You know what I'm saying? A trifold paper, you know, laminated and all this. Like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. You know, I don't see anything that they can build on.
And the defense is fucking horrible, bro. It's horrible. It's horrible. The only ones I see out there going off is Bobby O, McFadden on the occasion. And that's about it. No, let me give Big Dax the credit too. Big Dax is out there working. But that's about it.
Saying the offense ain't helping them at all. I'm surprised they only scored 24.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Seattle wasn't doing much, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, most of that came in, like, the second half when they started to get their groove. Like, they started to get their groove in the second half. First half, they was just like, oh, y'all can have this game if y'all want it. And the Giants was like, no, we don't really want it.
And the schedule ain't getting no easier. Who we got? The Bills, the Dolphins.
Dolphins is next up.
It's crazy.
The Dolphins is next up. We're looking at being 1-5.
Oh, I keep trying to be positive, but
1-5. How come these coaches come into this situation, they change the culture in this motherfucker? Motherfuckers look at him like, oh, shit, Mike got a coach. Motherfucking McAdoo came through, went to the playoffs, had the motherfucking boat shit. Then he came back and slicked his head back. Like, it's all right, we're going to have a great second season. And he showed he was McAdoo dude. Same for fucking Shermer. Same for Judge. And now it's looking like the same for Dable.
You know what's the crazy stuff?
Bro, if you seen what we seen last night, you wouldn't even question it.
Damn, man. It's crazy. Shit was all good just a week ago, man.
What happened last year? We overachieved this whole season.
They haven't even scored 50 points in four games yet. Still haven't scored 50 points, man.
Come on, bro.
You can't give me you've been giving me less than 12 points a game? Matter of fact, let me. I think they got like, no lie. I think like 46 points. They're not even giving us 11. I can tell by the silence.
I mean, the game must have been a lot worse, man. And this is like, you know what I mean, after a good night's sleep of the shit. You know what I'm saying? You like, you wake up still like, that's some bullshit. Then I try to motherfucking fuss my moms out, right, after the game. Because I tried to talk to her about it. She's like, I don't want to hear it. And then that's what triggered me again, because one of the things that I can't stand, right? I can't stand this. But for some odd reason, and I think I broke down and cried to LRP. I mean, I'm talking about cried to LRP while we was out there downtown Baltimore about to sign some papers. Right? No, I think we already just signed these papers. But I cried to him and I said, the reason why I did this and I started this in the first place was because I felt like nobody listens to me. I just want to have a voice and somebody just say, you know what? That kid Shakes over there, he has a point. I just want that. I just want that. And for some odd reason, nobody seems to want to listen. No matter how much I'm right, no matter how much I boast about me being right, it doesn't matter. When I say something, it goes on deaf ears. And then I always got to say, what? I told y'all so. Y'all wasn't hearing me. Y'all wasn't listening. Well, I said this 4 years ago, that this goddamn quarterback is trash and we're going to go through hell the whole time he's here. And then, by golly, it's right. Oh, yeah, this is the time I get to say, what? I told you so.
That sucks, too, because you want to believe in the kid.
You want to. Dude, let me tell you. And LRP was there. That drive, bro, that I'm talking about, with the momentum, with the Dable throwing the damn left tablet in his lap, all that drive right there, you couldn't tell me that I wasn't praising this motherfucker Daniel. Because he was going off on that drive. I'm talking about he was putting his body on the line. And I'm sitting there fussing him out like, yo, y'all don't see this boy playing for y'all? Y'all got to get him in the end zone, man. This boy is playing, man. He's risking his life out there for y'all. And he really was. He has no fear, bro. He has no fear. When you know other quarterbacks will sit there and dive, or somebody gets close to him, or they run out of bounds, not Daniel. Daniel would rather run your ass over to get that first down. He has no fear. Problem is, he has no fear. He throws turnovers. He does it all.
So it becomes a double-edged sword with that.
Yeah. It's the gift and the curse.
Mm-hmm. Shit sucks, man. Oh, man.
Fumbling, interceptions. Turnover Jones all over again. It's like he took a year off, like, all right, I ain't going to be Turnover Jones in this year. But next year, y'all gear up.
Down bad, man. Down bad. I'm damn near speechless. I ain't going to lie. Usually after losses like that.
Saquon over there chewing on sunflower seeds. Like, if it was tea, that motherfucker would be sipping it right now. He was just like, This is why y'all should pay me. This is why y'all should pay me. Man, Brady is some doo-doo, son. Brady is not Barkley. This man cannot stay up. He can't keep his feet upright. He's tripping and stumbling over his own feet every goddamn time. I don't know what's wrong with him. Brightwell got popped. We ain't see him again. He got one carry, got hit like a motherfucker. They just like, all right, Brightwell, come sit down, son.
That dude Witherspoon was going off. I'm like, who is this dude? That man was going off, man. Had Dame Jones in the pocket. Oh, man.
Terrible, man. Terrible. They playing off coverage. Got a Dory giving up all types of shit. I'm talking about all types of shit. Like, now a Dory can't cover. What the hell? Why do you got him playing so, like, off the damn receiver, bro? Like, what's going on? The game, bro. They ain't even put Hawkins in the game. They was like, nah, you got bullied last week, son.
Yeah. They seen that lack of effort with the tackling. They was like, ah, nah.
They was like, nah, son.
Why have you out there? Yeah. Yeah, but how you blitzing, but then you got your corners playing 7-10 yards off. Those are gimmies.
Right.
Then y'all got Drew Locke coming in there, scoring touchdowns too? Come on, man.
This man throws to Noah Fant, and he just goes down the sideline with ease and shit. Breaking tackles and shit. Get on me, son. I'm like, what the fuck? Then they hit the motherfucking Geno with the cortisone shot. He came back then. It was like, fuck it, we gonna do what we do.
Yeah, for real. That's crazy. JMS got hurt on the first drive.
That was horrible. Because you can tell the difference. Bredesen was some bullshit. Lemieux was some bullshit.
Yep.
There's a doodle was some bullshit.
Lemieux wasn't in the game to start, right?
A doodle was some bullshit. Evan Neal was some bullshit, too, even though I don't be wanting to attack him and shit. But, and the reason why I don't be wanting to attack him because it's like, for me, I don't put the blame on Neal, but I understand the people that do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I do.
You're seventh overall pick.
Yeah, I understand the people that do. I understand. But I do not put the blame on them. Not me. Not me. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he do be giving up shit, but it's for me and to me, like, it's the motherfuckers around him, bro. Like, I feel like he's just trying to overcompensate and do too much for a motherfucker. Like, you just need to handle your business, bro. Handle your business. Let that motherfucker give up his shit. Let him look bad. Just handle your shit, because now you're looking bad. That's my assumption of it. And I could be dead ass wrong, but that's my assumption of it. I'm not blaming him. Y'all could do it, but I'm not.
I got to start looking at the O-line coach, too. Like,
no, he's trash.
I don't know, man.
No, he's trash. Him, Bobby Johnson, and McGaughy, because I'm not even calling him McGahee. McGaughy. It's just trash,
yeah,
bro. And I don't know why they still here.
Special teams coach.
I mean, they need to be fired right now. Like, it should be some news out that said, you know what, Coach Bobby Johnson and Coach McGaughy has just been fired. Just been fired. Dable said he will be the new offensive line coach. And he's also going to take over special teams duties, too.
This is crazy. Now, this regime has shown that they don't care how much they're paying you. If you're not producing, you're not going to play. So, with that being said, Game Jones
Team
was bad.
Team Sarah!
Dame Jones was bad last night. Granted, he didn't have no help, but he did his fair share of screwing up, too.
At this point, I want to see if Tyrod do any better. I want to see. I want to see if he can get better protection or anything so we can just know, like, all right, yep, it's you, bro. It's you. That smell is coming from your direction, brother. It ain't who smelt it, dealt it. You the one that dealt it, bruh. I'm just the first one to motherfucking smell that stinking ass shit.
Yo, what time is next week's game, man? Because we can't keep getting on the stage looking funny in the light like this, man.
Yo, we at 1 o'clock, and I'm telling you, man, I don't want no more goddamn primetime games. I don't want it next year. I don't want it the year after that. I don't want it for the next 10 years. Don't even put us on primetime, please, because we don't like it.
All eyes on you.
We don't like
nothing.
The lights on us at all. We curl up like a punk-ass pit bull. We curl up. It's a wrap, bro. It's a wrap. I'm looking at quarterbacks. I'm like, look, man. At this point, we got to start over. Especially if Daniel Jones and Dable relationship is like this, where you got to continuously motherfucking check his ass what Daniel Jones got to, got the balls to be like, look, man, I got $40 million. I can fucking sit here and motherfucking walk past you while you trying to tell me something? Oh, that relationship is fucked.
Yeah. And then he was saying something about the that pick six. He was like, I saw what I read on his lips. I thought wrong, man. Whatever you thought was not it. I'm saying. The man been running for his life all season. This O-line is worse than last year. See, the problem is we overachieved last year, and they're damn sure underachieving this year.
Andrew Thomas and Barkley means that much to this team. That your whole offensive line and your whole running game looks like doo-doo, baby, when they not there. The offense can't do what they want to do because there's no threat of a Saquon Barkley to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just zero down on getting Daniel to motherfucking make mistakes. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give you the mistakes. Oh, he going to give it to you. And this is why you should have gave Barkley his goddamn money.
I don't know about that. Barkley got hurt. He still got hurt. With the money or not, Barkley's still on the sideline hurt.
It's the point, though, you know.
So how much will you have given Barkley?
Whatever he wanted. Because look at us without him. Look at us with him, and look at us without him.
Now, it was never about the production. It was always about health. And that has reared its ugly head once again this year. So now have we had given him Christian McCaffrey money, and he's been on the sideline right now. What would we be saying? How would we be feeling?
That's y'all. That's y'all, what y'all would be saying. Oh, we gave him all his money for him to be on the bench. But for me, I would have been like, yeah, just like they gave McCaffrey, and he gets hurt all the time. Right. Just like every other running back in this goddamn league, they get hurt, so just don't pay them? That's bullshit. It's bullshit, because when they go on that damn field, they fucking win you games. When McCaffrey is out there, San Francisco looks like a fucking juggernaut. Yeah, he's going to miss some games, that's cool, but when he's there, they look like a juggernaut. The Giants, with Barkley, looks like a playoff team. Without him, looks like shit. Facts. So I don't want to hear all this, oh, because of the injury. Fuck that. That's not what I would say.
Sorry. The highest
Jonathan Taylor. The list goes on. All right? Minnesota without Dalvin Cook now. You know what I'm saying? Look at these motherfuckers. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Running backs matter,
man. Running backs make a fucking difference. I don't care about the health shit. You get two of them motherfuckers then. Get three if you want. I don't care. But pay these goddamn running backs. Sick of this shit. Sick of this blasphemy shit. You want to tell me this bullshit? Fucking feed me doodle and sell me a steak.
Oh, man. It's crazy. crazy because I'll be trying to find the positivity and shit, but I don't got nothing to harp on right now. I don't see nothing to build on.
Ain't no positivity. All bad. This was a power hour of just venting. Venting.
Word.
Because I didn't get to do this last night. I was in shock.
Yeah.
Right after, matter of fact, LRP then left us. He said, fuck this. I got to work in the morning. I'm out, y'all.
Yeah.
No, he did.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. I waited till the clock said 00:00. They were still talking. The boys were still talking. They talking real. 00:00, I'm gone. I didn't even say
just
bye.
Just gone. I'm gone.
I didn't even
I'm
say
gone.
Bye.
I'm disgusted.
Yep. Really? Just gone.
Disgusted.
Just gone. I went to go watch The Continental on Peacock. If y'all haven't watched that, go ahead and check that out. It's off the John Wick
John
series.
Wick? Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Shit is serious, man. Shit is serious. Definitely go check that out, The Continental on Peacock. For those who are still pissed off at the New York Football Giants, don't worry about it. Don't watch no Good Morning Football. Don't watch no First Take. No Shannons and Sharps and all this. Shannons and Sharps.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? None of them Skip Bayless's. Nope. None of that. Don't watch none of that. You go watch yourself some Continental. Okay? Go watch The Continental. As a matter of fact, the new Saw movie came out this weekend. Watch that.
You know what? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game was so bad, none of them are even talking about it. I don't even want to waste that damn time.
It's horrible.
Not that I've been fishing, but they don't even want to talk about it. And you damn right, I left. I left that sorry-ass game because I ain't got nothing to say to none of them. They getting paid millions a year to come up with some plays, come up with a playbook, come up with something that actually works, and it doesn't. In the third quarter, I finally got that three-back formation or whatever the three people in the back of Daniel Jones, whatever that shit is. And they didn't even get a chance to run it because it was a penalty, and then you didn't even see it again. You didn't even see it again. You got Eric Gray, you got Breida, and you got Brightwell. And you got Waller, and you got Bellinger. I don't know how many combinations you can come up with. That's why I don't give none of these people any credit. I don't care if they got the job or not. I don't care if they're in the building or not. And I hate when people say, well, they know more than us. No, you don't. Evidently, you don't.
Right?
You know what I mean? The lines in your brain are not multiple than mine. Point blank period. I'm smarter than these people. And I know this for a fact.
They got the opportunity, bro. That's all. Because damn sure they ain't motherfucking smarter than everybody else. Because that shit. And you come up with that shit. If you a genius, then come on. Now. I don't know what the fuck I am then. If you a genius, you come up with those goddamn plays. Then damn, what am I? Because I could have came up with way better fucking shit.
For real. Give me a quarterback on Madden with Hot Route Master. I'll draw up some shit, send it over to you. Run the mesh. It's a post. And then a delayed release into the flat. A little bit of that.
I got about this.
Because then you got something for the quick game. A little, but, you know. They get paid the big bucks to do that, man. So our coach took over the play calling, and it was very evident. So our coach is the one that got us down there in the end zone with Daniel Jones through that pick. I'm asking. I'm not making a statement. I'm asking because I'm just going from the highlights alone. Until I watch this tape. When we was down.
What was the question?
When we was down in the red zone, about the score and Daniel Jones threw that pick, was Brian Daboll the one calling those plays at that time?
According to Daboll, Kafka is still calling the plays.
Hell no. Sometimes he was forgetting to put the damn sheet over his lips, and he was just, nah, nah. Now, that's blatant lie. Now you're just lying. Before, you was lying to the people, but now you just, you over the top with it. Now you telling me don't believe what I just seen. Bro, it was a couple times he forgot to put that big-ass play sheet over his face, and he's directly talking into the mic in between calls. Stop it. And I'm getting this from just YouTube clips. This ain't even the game. Got the game going in the background.
Yep.
Eric Gray over here. Oh, he's taking him off of punt duties, huh?
Right.
Oh, let's risk putting Jackson back there again. Fuck it. We seen what happened last year. Throw him back there again.
Yep, it's genius, bro. It's genius shit. Genius shit, bro. They so smart.
Yeah. And this after 11 days off. You took 11
yep.
days off after giving
yep.
up 11 sacks.
11 days of preparation.
Came back. Motherfuckers came back and got 11 more sacks on your ass.
Just in case y'all thought it wasn't real.
He don't want to be out there.
Just in case y'all thought it wasn't real. Let's do it again. Run it back.
Yeah.
That man was beat up, bro.
The announcer keeps saying, all Dame Jones sees is the back of heads. The back of heads. He can't throw it. Back of heads. Back of time. Motherfuckers on that ass. Pause. The D-line is on his ass. And when he's looking to throw, the announcer's even saying all he see is the back of heads. Motherfuckers don't even know nothing about the ball, thinking about the ball coming out. Pause.
Yo, this motherfucking performance made David Carr say, man, glad I'm retired.
That's what David Carr said.
When you...
Well, he was
saying glad I'm retired. But, see, that's the thing. When you have a situation like that, that's when you got to connect with your receiver. You got to connect with your running back. You got to connect with the person, the tandem person that you are with. Everybody else has one. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your Kelce on. You got to get your McCaffrey on. You got to get your Trayvon Diggs on. Even if that person is a number one talent, you still have a number one guy. You got to have a number one guy. And people will assume that it's Saquon. But when Saquon's in there, it's not even him. Because you don't look for people. You don't look for people. And exactly what you said. You don't set your protection. You don't survey the defense. You're sitting up there moving quickly. They were doing that the whole game. They were trying to hurry up and try to tire out strategically, I guess. But he's not taking the time to survey the goddamn offense. You don't see him pointing. You don't see him doing all the animations that you need to do at a goddamn line, even if all that shit is bullshit like Manny. Manny used to do a whole bunch of shit that was bullshit, and it was, you know, acting like he changed in the play, but he didn't. But even still, stuff like that, it goes a long way as far as you being able to play quarterback at a high level. You're not doing none of that. You're just going to the daggone line, clapping your hands like you're in college. That's it. Like, how the fuck do you expect to win on something like that? You can't win on that like that. You ain't changing nothing. You ain't talking to nobody.
Well, folks,
crazy.
This is the
let the world know.
Last few minutes.
We are not happy as fans
of this power hour venting session from the Shakedown crew. Power hour venting session. I'm gonna take closing statements.
Come outside, brother.
I'm gonna take closing statements. So,
I'm gonna give you mine first. Okay.
But real quick, before I do that, let me first say, before it goes, I'm trying to save face on this live section. But let me say this before we get into these closing statements. I told people that this schedule was tough. I said, we ain't scared of this schedule, Shakes. I said, okay. Y'all think that we gonna look the same. Y'all got another thing coming. But okay. Now, also, I said going into this season, 10 wins. 10 wins to 11 wins. I gave us 11 because it was after the preseason game with the Jets. And I said, oh, we're going to whip them boys' ass now because they talking too much shit. Give us 11 wins, right? Aaron Rodgers or not. But now that I see what I see, I am hoping to just win 3. That's my hope now. That is my expectations now, is to just win 3 games this whole season. Because that's how bad it looks. It looks like we can't beat a comfortable team at all. It looks like we can possibly beat up on these bum teams, regular teams, but even them teams is going to give us trouble, like Arizona, right? So, looks like we have no chance of hell of beating a good team at all. And the problem is that with these two divisions that we're facing, there's not many bum teams. There's not many. Not many. When you're looking at the NFC West and you're looking at the AFC East, you probably only got one or two teams that you probably be like, yeah, you can probably just chalk that up. Everything else, you're like, ouch.
You know what,
though,
you
will come out of there 1-7.
You know what, though? It's you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I don't see where the wins are going to come from based off of what we've seen since week one. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I really don't. And it's pissed off. It's unfortunate. It's disappointing. It's super disappointing because it's not like it came from a position of not trying. They have literally tried every player. I mean, granted, they keep picking the wrong players, but this offensive line has been atrocious since Snead, O'Hara, McKenzie, and all those boys. You know what I'm saying? Since then.
12 years ago.
And they have tried. They suck at picking offensive linemen like most teams have with picking the quarterback. We have tried so hard to find the offensive line the same amount of time that teams have tried to find the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is daunting. That shit is daunting because you keep picking the wrong players. And then you let go of players that can potentially give you some help, like Tyree and fucking Davis, even though they were fucking bums, as it turned out. But, I mean, McKeith in that tackle when he's a fucking guard, the fuck are you doing? And get mad because the dude gets blown by a cornerback. What the fuck is he supposed to do? And then you got a quarterback that don't even see that. The guy's creeping up. You don't see that goddamn cornerback coming?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say check nothing. No check nothing. Yo,
check. Right side. Left side. This guy's coming.
I never even hear him call out the mic. Have you ever heard him call out the mic?
Not this year. Not this year. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But it's daunting, and I don't see how it's going to get better. That shit was all the way trash. Keep us off these goddamn prime times. Like I said, play us at 3 o'clock at night when everybody's asleep. I get up in the morning and watch the shit.
That's a fact. We probably play better. All right, man. Go ahead, Shane. Give us a closing statement. Let's get these closing statements and get up out of here. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, fortunately or unfortunately, I was at work doing the game last night, so I'm not as upset as these guys are because they seen the game. They seen all these plays. I just seen some YouTube highlights, and I'm going to be going back to work soon, so I'm going to be watching a real game in increments. So I could see myself being just as upset as you guys are a little bit later on. But I got a whole shift to do, so I don't want that on my mental right now. It's already bad enough. I seen that they lost, and they only scored 3 points. Like, every team is ready to drop 30s and 40s on us. We looking like a snack right now. Pause. We looking like they looking at the – they definitely looking at the calendar like, oh yeah, that's a dub. We're looking like a dub out here, and it's not a good way for your fans to be feeling, because we support this team in numerous ways. Other than that, I try to be more on a positive note. I'm glad my brothers is able to get that all out. I don't pause, but get that off the chest. You know what I mean? Because it's looking bad right now. Definitely looking bad right now. And from what I've seen, some of the body language and facial gestures, it's not going well with Dable and Daniel right now. I don't know what team got to get it together. So with that, I'm out.
Let me say something real quick to that. Like, you know, you said you had to go to work, and the thing about it, like, to watch a game like that, it is bad, no, all the way around. Like, even when you watch it afterwards, you're still going to be like, oh, that's some bullshit. But what I'm going to say is, right, is that it's worse when you're not expecting it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're sitting there rooting and you're sitting there with your heart on the line and you're like, come on, make a play. We need a play right now. And then, you know what I mean, that bullshit happened. Like, your heart just go, oh. You know what I'm saying? It's just much better when you know the outcome and you're like, oh, okay, I know this shit about to happen. Or this is the shit that they was just talking about. Not saying that it's going to hurt. It's not going to hurt, but it's going to hurt way less. Way less.
Yeah.
So, you go ahead and enjoy. You go ahead, watch that, dissect that, do what you got to do with it. But
yeah, man.
LLP, closing statement, brother.
Yeah, man. Shit, I ain't got nothing. I'm glad that I'm off Twitter. I'm glad that I left that shit months ago. I ain't no concern to what anybody got to say about anything. And I'm so glad that I ain't got to hear none of that shit. Shouts out to Gringo, who watched the game with us last night. And, you know what I mean? I definitely, to piggyback off of Sam, what he said about the body language and the relationship, Gringo called it out last night. He said, something ain't right with this team. You know what I mean? Something just ain't right with this team. The gel, they're not gelling. You know what I mean? The tenacity, the determination, the perseverance to come together because we fucking up. That shit is not there. You know what I mean? Everybody out there with them, coaches yelling at coaches, you know, not really giving folks the stink eye. It's just not looking right. It's not looking right. I hope they fix it. What, we 1-3 now? It's not looking good. We'll see what it is. Well, you know, we'll see what it is, but that shit was all the way bad. I hope I'm not to see that ever again. Hello, P. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Fuck them Giants until next week. And then that's it. That's it. We'll be back Thursday morning. I'm off. I'll be at the crib, elevated and nice, you know what I'm saying, and ready to talk our shit then. But and then we're back on Thursday morning, Wednesday night. You know what I mean? So, y'all have a cool one, man. Fuck them Giants. That's it.
All right, man. Great show. Yeah, man, like I said, man, go ahead and catch the Continental Fuck the Giants right now. Go watch that if you ain't watched it yet. Go catch up, all that good shit. Even go watch the new Saw. That's what I'm about to do, too. I'm about to go catch the Saw. You know what I'm saying? Chill out and shit, relax. But before we go, Shakedown Media Network, please like and subscribe. Leave that like. Hit the notification bell so you know when we go on air. Because you never know with us. You know what I'm saying? You never know with us. Mm-hmm. But all y'all can know is Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Prime time. Mm-hmm. More likely 9 o'clock. More likely. Okay? We're going to be out here. But just stay tuned in prime time on those days. We'll be here. But please like and subscribe. Hit that notification bell. Also, check out all my shows on Spotify, iTunes, Podcast Republic, Amazon Music. Like I said, y'all get the picture. But New York Giants shakes it up. Miami shakes you like a hurricane. Shakes too sweet. Wrestling. Brooklyn Shake and Bake. All right, all those shows, all on your streaming platform. So y'all check me out on there. Yeah, definitely. I need the money, y'all. I need the money. So help brother out. But other than that, man, we'll be back tomorrow, Debate Wednesdays on Shakedown Media Network. Look out for me dropping another episode on New York Giants Shakes It Up later on today. Also, Shakes Too Sweet Wrestling Podcast will be dropped later on today as well. Check out the Hurricane Show that I already dropped last night. Giant Show I dropped last night as well. I'm working. I'm out here working, y'all. And I'm going to continue to do so. So y'all tune in. Y'all stay tuning in. We'll be back with the Shakedown AM on Thursday morning. LRP is in charge of that. I held it down today. I told you I was going to do it, and I came through. May have been a little bit late, but I came through. All right. I was here. Now I'm going back to sleep.
No, we're over. You know what I mean? More than line up. That's what it is. We're here.
No doubt. Now I'm going back to sleep for the rest of the day. Just going to curl up because these damn Giants have me feeling this way. But like I always say around this time, don't expect y'all agree with us, but I damn sure expect y'all understand. Understand? So don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown repping New York Giants on that drive for five. And we got here. Hey, shout-outs to the whole crew. Take us away, LRP.
Y'all just been shook up by the Shakedown. We out of here.
Y'all ain't getting no outro music. Good night.